Good day. Good morning, Philip. How are you going?
Very well. Craig Knowles, are you on a hiding to nothing with your Murray-Darling plan? The Premier's encouraging South Australians to attend your Basin Plan meeting in Adelaide today, but effectively says that your draft plan is not even a good starting point, quote unquote.
Yeah, well, I think, I commend the Premier for putting his state's interests at the forefront. That's his job. But my job is to work across the various states, territories, Commonwealth, and try and strike a balance here. And that's what we continue to try and do. And in the end, it will be a balanced result that overcomes, if you like, the 100-odd years of interstate parrying and sparring that has been the hallmark of the water debate. And we have to move forward.
Is there much room, though, to alter the plan? Or if, to put it another way, what's the point in turning up today?
Well, I think it's important that people continue to have their say. Their governments need to hear from communities. We've been doing that now for the past several months, as you're aware. And we do get different messages in different parts of the basin, and each one of them has to be bundled up, if you like, and presented to the governments of the basin and ultimately the Commonwealth Parliament in a few short months' time. So it is important to come, and everyone's welcome. I think what's really important, though, here is to understand that what we are trying to achieve here is a balanced result, recognising the fact that over the last couple of hundred years, we've actually altered the system from a natural system without the intrusion of man, with dams and water, changes to landscapes and things like that, into a system that does have people living in it, growing food on it, and enjoying it for all of its values. And the task here is to get a sensible, healthy balance.
Yeah, you've got hostile governments now everywhere feeding off the... hang on a minute. You've got a Liberal National Party government in Queensland. I mean, the Labor government up there wasn't all that enamoured with it, but they'll be less so. You've got a Liberal government in Victoria, and you've got a Labor government, the last one standing on the mainland, state government, who's at war with you, says your plan's not even a good starting point.
Correction, Queensland have indicated through their community meetings and through their conversations a desire to get on with this plan and make a start.
Well, they've occurred since the Campbell-Newman win, have they?
Oh, no, in fairness, but the clear message in Queensland from community groups right throughout the basin is get on with this.
Yeah,
in the newspapers today in Victoria, and here's the conundrum, fellas, in the newspapers in Victoria today, you've got the Victorian minister saying the diametrically opposed opposite of what your state premier here in South Australia is saying. That is, he thinks the plan takes too much water away, and consequently, what you're witnessing, as I think we've discussed before, is the very reason why the Murray-Darling Authority needs to exist, because in the end, if it's left to the individual states, nothing will ever happen, and the people who lose are the people of South Australia, and the system that loses is the Murray-Darling.
So if you could send a message to Jay Weatherill, what would it be?
I think we have to continue to work together. I think we have to keep on prosecuting a case that looks at the balance of the entire system. We have to make a start.
Okay. Well,
our prescriptions do offer environmental benefits. There are some places we can't. Why? Because as the South Australian Department of Water says itself on its own website, you can't get water up onto those mid and high floodplains, particularly in the Riverland, without causing the risk of flooding. That's called constraints in the system. They are real. They have to be recognised. And even in South Australia, through the South Australian Department of Water, they recognise that fact. And so for those who advocate more water for South Australia, the first thing that has to be overcome is the removal or dealing with those constraints.
Well, you have the Premier's ear. He's just walked into the studio and sat down and was listening to that message from you to him. Premier Jay Weatherill, what's your message from your government to Craig Knowles?
Well, our message is the message that we've been sending really consistently for a long time now, is that we just want a healthy river based on the best available science. And it's not what we're saying, it's what's contained in the Water Act. And that's what we'll be insisting upon.
But that's a mum and apple pie statement, isn't it? I mean, you could ask anybody along the river and they say, oh, what do you want? Oh, we want a healthy river. It's what that means for you. And what that means for you is 2,750 gigalitres of water is not enough. And that's what Craig Knowles is promising you at the moment. How much water do you say you need?
Well, we'll be making a submission to the authority where we'll be sending all that out. But the starting point has got to be the way in which we carry out this exercise. It's not a question of pulling a number out of the air and saying this is what people will cop. I mean, we've been putting up with a series of poor compromises for decades in relation to this river. And assure New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland are happy with it. They're the ones that have to give up the water. They're the ones that took the water and over-allocated the resources of this river while South Australia lived respectfully within what was an appropriate take from the river. So they will come up with every argument consistent with ensuring that they don't give an extra drop of water. And the latest one is this idea of constraints. Mm. A lot of these constraints we do not believe are ones that are difficult to overcome. They're rules. They're essentially rules that people set for themselves that can be easily changed.
Craig Knowles?
Fellas, I have to interpose here because I have in front of me a letter dated last Friday from the Premier's own Chief Executive of the Department of Water. He says, not me, that whilst recent discussion, and I'm quoting him, whilst recent discussions have occurred with your staff, that's my staff at the authority, about enhancing flows across the South Australian border, while I recognise this is a necessary step towards maintaining the health of the floodplain, a number of major policy issues need to be discussed and agreed in South Australia before enhanced flow events above 60,000 gigalitres a day can occur due to the risk of flooding properties. If you look at the Department of Water's own website, they presently have a high flow advice and minor flood watch for the shacks along the Murray downstream of Cadell. What that means is you can't send more than 60,000 megalitres of water a day down that stretch of the river without causing, to quote again, Scott Ashby, significant impact of potentially hundreds of shacks along that stretch of river. Now, those impediments, those constraints are real. That's why you can't get more than that volume of water up onto the mid to high floodplains in the Riverland.
Jay Weatherill, Craig Knowles is giving you as much water as he possibly can.
So if the Premier wants to deal with the shacks and the other constraints along the river, we can deliver more water. But they are real and they've been identified in correspondence as recent as last Friday by the head of the Department of Water here in South Australia.
Well, I think it's an important concession from the authority that they are happy to deliver more water subject to the constraints being overcome. I mean, I think what's been put against us is they won't even model additional water because they say these so-called constraints exist. Well, the truth is...
Well, your departmental head says the so-called constraints exist as well, so you can't really call them so-called, can you?
Well, but they're capable of being overcome.
Well, by moving all the shacks back?
No, not all of them are physical. A number of them are about the way in which the river is run, the rules of the river, the way in which the water comes down from upstream. So we think there are ways around this if people of goodwill are actually interested in finding a solution. But we think, as we've experienced over decades, that there's every conceivable excuse about why there shouldn't be additional water coming down here into South Australia. The old excuse, which seems to have been given away now, is that it evaporates. We've got these large evaporation areas in the lower lakes. That's put against us. We regard them as internationally recognised wetlands that need this crucial water to be healthy. Now it's constraints. There is always a reason why the South Australia can't get the water that it needs to have a healthy river. We don't accept that. Well, we think there are ways around that, and we're more than happy to work with the authority to find ways around it.
Craig Knowles, if I can ask you a question, these constraints that you're talking about, you're talking about them, and the head of the Department of Water would be talking about them at the moment when we've got large amounts of water flowing down. We've just had 7 years of drought across the basin. Now, we could surely have taken more than 3,000 extra gigalitres of water during those drought times, and you wouldn't have shacks falling over because of rising water levels.
South Australia prosecutes, quite correctly, a desire to get more water to the mid and high-level floodplains on the Riverland. We agree with that. The volumes of water required to do that are in excess of 60,000 megalitres a day. I have in front of me a letter which opens the letter with this sentence: South Australia requests that the Murray-Darling Basin Authority actively manages the current peak flow expected around mid-April 2012 in order to minimise the impacts on shack areas downstream of Cadell As the flows increase above 60,000 megalitres a day at the border, the risk of inundation to potentially...
That's because the river's already chockers. But it's a very rare event. I mean, would the river have trouble handling that flow?
Not correct. If you want to water those mid and high-level floodplains in that region, you need volumes in excess of that.
Okay.
And the South Australian Department of Water is making it clear that because of the constraints, the shacks particularly, as they mentioned in this letter, they have already issued a minor alert.
Okay, you're hearing Craig Knowles. He's chairman of the Murray-Darling Basin Authority, and his authority will be giving its final hearing here in Adelaide today. The Premier wants as many people to go along to the convention centre as possible to send Craig Knowles and his authority a clear message. Jay Weatherall, thank you for coming into the studio. Before you leave us, if you don't get what you want, are you going to wreck this plan by taking it to the High Court?
Well, it's not a question of wrecking anything. We just want what the Water Act requires, that is, healthy river based on the best available science. Now, we're going to try and improve the plan. We'll be making a submission. We'll be giving the material that we released yesterday from the Goyder Institute, which talks about what the river needs to be healthy and what is inadequate about the current plan. We hope that assists the authority to improve its plan. That's our objective, is to get a good plan.
If you don't get what you want, you're not just going to cop it. You're going to go to the High Court and try and get the High Court to pull it apart.
We will pursue whatever options we can to improve this plan, wherever that takes us. And we've already said consistently that we haven't ruled out a challenge to the High Court. We've taken legal advice. We believe we have rights. And we believe the present plan doesn't meet the requirements of the Water Act.